Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for Refuah Shleimah for Mr. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is dedicated to Zichron Nishmas, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yechiel. Today's shiur is Masechet Nazir, Daf Ches, and we will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, right at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, if somebody says, Hareni Nazir Kesaris Roshi, if somebody says, I'm going to be a nazir equivalent to the amount of hair that there is on my head, or kechal hayam, he says, I'm going to be a nazir like the sand at the sea. Harez a nazir oilam, so the halacha says that he's treated like a nazir oilam, umagalach achas l'shloshim yom, he takes a haircut every 30 days. So most Rishonim explain that what this person meant to do is to accept upon himself individual nazirisin equivalent to the amount of hair or sand there is at the sea. And therefore, he has to every 30 days, complete a naziris and start a new naziris. And as the Rosh actually says, that he has to, it's each naziris is considered an individual naziris, and not only is it considered individual naziris, but the halacha is telling him that he has to go through the entire process of when a naziris, of a 30-day naziris ends, that we take a haircut and bring the kabbonis, and immediately this individual begins again. Rabbi Omer, but Rabbi disagrees, and Rabbi says, Ein ze megaleich achas l'shloshi yoim. This is not an individual who has accepted upon himself, says Rebbe, a multitude of naziris and that keep on renewing every 30 days, but rather it's considered a situation that he has, it's one long naziris. And since, of course, the amount of hair on his head or the amount of earth at the beach is infinite, he will never be able to finish his hair, his naziris. And he'll be a nazir for the balance of his life. Not only will he be a nazir for the balance of his life, but the halacha that we spoke about previously in Amasechta, about a nazir oilam every 12 months, hichbet saroi, mekel betar, if his hair gets too heavy, he take a haircut, this individual won't have that halacha. This person will forever be a nazir, one long naziris. That's the way most Rishonim learn. The Rambam seems to, in the Pirush Mishnayos, seem to say that he will be able to take a haircut once every 12 months. Ve'eza megalech achas l'shloshi yoim. What is the case, says the Mishnah, with a person keeps on renewing naziris in every day? Because since, unlike in the first case of the Mishnah, where he used the word Hareini Nazir, which is, according to Rebbe, an indication of one long naziris, so that's why, as we just explained, according to Rebbe, he's going to have to keep one long naziris. Here, he said Nazirois. He took upon himself many naziris. And since he took upon himself many naziris, here our halacha will be that each 30 days will be considered a separate day. Continues the Mishnah, if somebody said, Hareini Nazir Melo Habayis, if somebody says, I'm a nazir, like the house is full, or Melo HaKupa, or he says, I'm a nazir, like the basket is full, Baikir Oisai. So here, says the Mishnah, We ask him, what was your intention with this statement? If he says, I took upon myself one long naziris, so then he's going to be a nazir for shloshim yoim. He's going to be a nazir for 30 days. Stam naziris, as we've learned many times, is shloshim yoim. V'm Omar, however, if this individual says, stam nazarti, I made a naziris, and I didn't have any particular intention. As the Rosh says, what I had in mind, whatever Chazal say it should mean, that's what I wanted to mean. the Rambam says that what he meant to say was that I didn't have an intention that there should be an end to this Naziris that I'm taking upon myself. Since he's saying that I did not intend that there should be an end to this Naziris, so says the Mishnah, therefore, the Halacha looks at this situation. Roinas Akupa, we look at this box, Ki Malei Chardo, as if it's full of mustard seeds, which of course is an infinite number, and therefore he's going to be Nazir Kol Yomav, a Nazir for the duration of his life, because he accepted upon himself a very long Naziris. The Rishonim ask a question. Previously in Amasechta, when we've had these kind of difficult statements, we've interpreted them that the person is saying that the Naziris will be hard on me. So why don't we say the same, that that was his intention here? Says the Rambam, the wording that he uses is clearly not a wording which expresses that he's saying that the Naziris is difficult. And therefore, to go and explain that that's what he meant is not acceptable. So Taisva says that if he said Stam Zerason, then we explain that what he meant to say was, by saying Stam Zerason, that he says like that it falls into the same category, says Taisva, as we began the shiur with the Mishnah today, that he has halacha, like he took upon himself a Naziris which will last for the duration of his life. The Rambam, however, disagrees. And the Rambam says that if he says Stam Nazarti, the way he will be treated, says the Rambam, he'll be treated like a Nazir Olam. That every 12 months, he'll take a haircut and bring the Kabbonis and begin all over again. However, if he said that, if he says, says the Karen Oira, that I certainly meant many Naziris, but I meant them to be distinct Nazirisin, then the halacha is, also as we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, that every 30 days he'll begin a new Naziris. Says the Mishnah, if somebody says, Hareni Nazir, Mikan V'amakim Ploini, we learned this halacha previously. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir, the amount of time it takes to get to a certain destination. Oimdim, says the Mishnah, we evaluate Kama Yomim Mikan V'amakim Ploini, and how long does it take to get to that destination. If it's Pachs M'shloish Yom, if it takes less than 30 days to arrive there, he's going to have to be a Nazir for Shloish Yom. For as we learned so many times in our Masechta, there's never a Naziris for less than 30 days. So even if the trip takes less than 30 days, he must be a Nazir for 30 days. V'mlav, but if it's a type of trip that will take more than 30 days, then he's a Nazir K'minyan HaYomim. He'll be a Nazir for the amount of time it takes to get there. And as we learned previously, the Gemara explained that the case over here is talking about K'shehichzik B'derech, that this person is already traveling. And because he's traveling, as we explained, Taisus said when we learned the Gemara, that because he's traveling and it's a dangerous situation where he's traveling, so he took upon himself that he's going to be a Nazir for the duration of the trip. And therefore, we determine how long that trip will be, and that's how long he has to be a Nazir. And therefore, continues Taisus in saying, that's only in Hechzik B'derech. He has begun traveling. When we learned the sugya of Hechzik B'derech, we quoted the Machloikis. Does Hechzik B'derech mean that he actually is traveling, or he's begun the preparation of traveling? But Taisa says, if he hasn't begun to travel at all yet, then we're going to assume that he's going to be only a Nazir for 30 days, because we used the halacha of Stam Naziris Shloshim Yoim. Hareni Nazir K'minyan Ma'asechama. If somebody says, I'm going to be a Nazir, the amount of days there are in the sole year, says the Mishnah, the halacha is, Mina Naziris K'minyan Ma'asechama. He has to be a Nazir for 365 days. Because by using the word communion, what he meant to say was, he's going to have to take on 365 distinct Naziris. And says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Hayah, a person made such a declaration, and Chazal said that his halach is that he has to take on 365 Naziris, and here too, which is going to be 30 years and 5 months approximately. So here too we explain, by making the statement, he was intending to take on 365 distinct Nazirisin. And says of you that there was one such an episode, the Kivan Shishlim, once he kept the 365 Naziris, mace, he died. And Yushami explains that what happened actually was that the person was Zoicha to live that long after he had declared upon himself the Naziris, because B'schus, that he should be able to fulfill his obligation that he had taken upon himself to be a Nazir that many terms, he had a bracha min HaShemayim, says the Yerushalmi, that he had that Arichas Yamin. So says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody says Hareini Nazir Maloya Bayis or Maloya Kupa, so said the Gemara, said the Mishnah, Roinus a Kupa, we look at the Kupa, if it's Kilu Malei Chardel, as if it was full of mustard seeds, and because we look at it that way, he's going to be a Nazir Kol Yomav. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, why is that the way the Halacha looks at the situation? Lechsei, Kila Molek Shum Deluim. Why shouldn't we look at it as if this basket is full of pumpkins or large cucumbers, and it's going to be obviously a very manageable number? And the way all the Rishonim explain the Gemara is, as we're going to quote often, the halachi is, it's a Mishnah Masechta Taharis. The Mishnah Masechta Taharis teaches us that when we have a suffix, if we have a question how to interpret a Naziris, lahakul, we always go leniently. And therefore, explains the Rosh, the Gemara's question is, why are we interpreting this in such a strict fashion and turning him to be a Nazir forever? Why don't we interpret it much more lenient? And actually, Tysus points out that a number of points. One point Tysus makes is, why are we saying that it's full of kshuim and deluim? Why don't we say that it's full of a large dough? And therefore, if it's full of a large dough, it would only be one Naziris. So the Rishonim answer that indeed the Gemara could have posed the question that way. But the Gemara preferred to pose the question as kishuin and deluim, because when we speak about a dough, we're not speaking about many objects. The Gemara is trying to show that even if we're speaking about many objects, we don't have to be speaking about mustard, which is, as we keep on repeating, an infinite number. We could be speaking about kshum v'deluim, which are separate units, but even though they're separate units, there aren't that many units because they're kshum v'deluim. Furthermore, let's say this basket, just to review a halacha that we've learned many times, let's say this basket could only hold, even if the basket could hold less than 30 kshum deluim, it wouldn't change the halacha. Because the halacha is that stam naziris is shloshim yoim, and as we keep on repeating in our shiurim, when we say stam naziris shloshim yoim, what's meant to be said is that a naziris can never be less than 30 days. So even if the basket could hold less than 30 cucumbers, pumpkins, whatever we'll say, he'd be a nazir for a minimum of 30 days. But he'll only be a nazir for 30 days, not for this infinite number that we are discussing. So again, ask the Gemara. The Mishnah said, Roinas a kupikila malei chardol, and therefore nazir kol yomov. Ask the Gemara of Amai, lechzikil malei kshuim v'deluim. Why don't we look at the basket that's full of these cucumbers? And therefore, he'll be a nazir, tavle tekanta, he'll only be a nazir for the amount of time that there are cucumbers, that many cucumbers, pumpkins in the basket. Amr Chizkiah, says the Gemara, indeed says Chizkiah, our Mishnah, which seems to teach us that when we have such an ambiguous statement, we go l'chumrah, actually machlokes shnuyehi. It's reflecting a machlokes. And our Mishnah follows the opinion of Shimon. Dama adam machnas etzel adavish esmeke chomem vaday. A person is going to go l'chumra. A person is going to go l'chumra, as the Gemara explains. Rav Yehuda over there says that if you're a Suffolk Nazir, then a Vaday Nazir, a Suffolk Nazir is worse off than a Vaday Nazir. Because as we explained, a Vaday Nazir, whatever his term is, his term ends, he takes his haircut and he brings his kabbonis. But a Vaday, a Suffolk Nazir, cannot bring the kabbonis. Because as we know, the three kabbonis that a Nazir brings when he completes his term are Chatas, Oyla, and Shlomim. So if he's not sure if he's a Nazir, he could bring the oil and he could bring the shlomim and make a tanai. That if I'm a nazir and I'm a chuyv to bring the carbon oil, this should be the carbon oil. If I'm a nazir and I'm a chuyv to bring the carbon shlomim, this should be the carbon shlomim that I'm obligated to bring. If I'm not a nazir and I'm not, and my naziris has not concluded, so the oil should be a carbon oilus nadova. And the shlomim should be shalmi nadova. But a chatas, we don't have that option. Because the halach is, you can only bring a karm chatos if you're mechuyiv to bring a karm chatos. And if you're not mechuyiv to bring a karm chatos, then you can't bring it. So the Rishonim ask a very powerful question. The Rishonim's question is that even though the halach is that you can't bring a karm chatos unless you're obligated to bring the karm chatos, and therefore this individual who we cannot be certain if he finished his naziris, if can't bring carbon chatos, the halacha is that if somebody who finished his naziris and didn't bring all three carbonis, he only brought one of the carbonis, it's adequate by the evid to complete his naziris. So yes, as we just explained, he can't bring the carbon chatos. But even though he can't bring the carbon chatos, why should that be so significant? Even if he can't bring the karma chatos, he can conclude his naziris even without the karma chatos. So the Rishonim respond that indeed, b'di'evid, the nazir concluded his naziris just by bringing one of the kabbonis, it's fine. But that's only in a situation where he potentially could have brought all the kabbonis. This individual could not have potentially brought all the kabbonis, as we just explained regarding karma chatos. A person who didn't even have the potential to bring all the karma chatos, the halacha is not able to conclude the naziris just with the oila and or the shlomim. So now back to our Gemara. Chizkiyah says that the reason we interpret his statement l'chumra, not lekula, because Rav Shimon says Adam machnas atzam ledavish shvekei chomer vaday. Even though, as we just said, by naziris vaday, we know when the naziris begins, we know when it ends. But a suffik, we don't know if he mean cucumbers and the naziris will end. Did he mean mustard seed and it will not end? We assume that a person will put himself into that kind of a suffix. And since we have a person who puts himself into that suffix, we don't know what to do, and we don't know how to interpret his statement. The Tanya, and where do we find Rav Shimon's opinion? We learned this in Masechta in the Dorim. If somebody says, if this basket holds 100 kor, I will be a nazir. For Holoch, and he went to examine how much does this basket hold. And he discovers that the basket was stolen or lost. We have to be machmer, and since we don't know if it held the meyakor or didn't, now if he knew that it held meyakor, so he would be a nazir, and when the term ends, he does whatever a nazir does when the term ends. But if we have a suffix, maybe we don't know if he's a nazir. Since we don't know he's a nazir, we can't let him conclude because of the problem with the karmachatis. Rehud matter, sofik naziris lahakal. So our Gemara says the Gemara, is following the opinion that a person will put himself into a suffix. So the Rishonim ask, the case over there, where we're saying a person puts himself into suffix, is a person made this statement. It was a statement that we could have evaluated what is the fact. Unfortunately, the basket got lost or stolen. In the statement of our Mishnah, it was a statement that was never able to be determined. We don't know what he meant. How could we compare the two cases? So the Rabbeinu Peretz answers that the fact that the person in that case also connected his Naziris in a fashion where he said, well, I'm dependent on what is doing with that basket. And he recognizes that there's always a possibility that the basket's going to get stolen or lost. That is already clarity that in all types of sfeikus, Rav Shimon says, a person puts himself into that type of situation. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Hiltan, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is of the opinion a person avoids sfeikus. Hasam lo nachas le'naziris. There, we don't know if he's a nazir at all, because he's only a nazir if there's mea kor, if there are 100 kor in the basket. We don't know what there was in the basket. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says in such a situation, he doesn't become a nazir. Whereas in our Gemara, hacha nachsa nazira, he said for sure that he's going to be a nazir. The only question is, what did he mean? The question is, what did he mean? That's not the same. Amailoi, why shouldn't, but ask the Gemara. The Gemara is still not satisfied as we began this piece of Gemara. The Gemara is saying that the halacha is that by Sufik Naziris were makel. So why over here are we not makel? The Lechsel Kupa, why don't we look at this basket, to Kilo Malek Shum Vidlum, as if it's full of cucumbers, pumpkins, but to have late to Hakanta, and he'll be able to conclude as Naziris. So answers the Gemara, because we assumed the Naziris here, the Kibbalah. He said a Naziris. And we know that whenever somebody says a Naziris, when he finishes the first Naziris, we don't know how to look at the next Naziris. And we should say, Sufik Naziris le Kula, Sufik Naziris le Hakel, answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Sava like Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, who says that in such a case, it's not to be viewed that he's going to take upon himself many separate Naziris, depending on how many of these units there are in the basket. Rather, he's following the opinion of Rabbi, where Rabbi said at the beginning of our Mishnah that he takes upon himself a one long Naziris. The Tanan, Rabbi Omer, when somebody made this statement, Hareni Nozu Kasar Roshi, so Rabbi says, Megalach Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim. Vezesh Megalach Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim, where he said, Harayim Alayim Naziris. So since he said Naziris, that means he accepted many Naziris, Kasar Roshi, Kafaras, Kachalayim. But if he said Kareni Nozir, he's going to be one long Nozir. And since he's going to be one long nazir, and we really don't have clarity when that long naziris is going to end, does it end as if it was full of mustard seeds, which means it will never end? Or does it end as if it was full of pumpkins, where it will end? Since we don't know how to end it, we can't end it. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Misavalek Rebbe, how can we connect the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. The Matanan, we just learned in our Mishnah, if somebody said, Areni Nozer Kaminyan and Moshe Chama, so he has to take on 365 terms of 30-day Naziris. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda corroborating that in our Mishnah said, Maisa Shahaya, that there was indeed such an individual who made such a statement, the Kivan Shehishlam, and as we said, he took on all these Naziris, which were in excess of 30 years, and then afterwards, Maisi passed away. So Gemara makes its point. Yeah, and Bishlama, Naziris, Kamakabalei. Now, if he took upon himself these many 30-day terms of Naziris, that's how we can understand when the Mishnah said, Hanatam the king of the Ishlamates. When all of these terms ended, that's when he passed away. Eli Amit Chad Naziris Kibalei, they meant to take on one long Naziris, Miav Shlama Klal. The word Hashlama only is applicable, explains the Gemara, when you have many terms and you complete the many terms that you took upon yourself. But if you have just one long term, says the Gemara, Hashlama is not the proper word to use. Our Mishnah used the word Kivin Shehishlam. Isn't that an indication that it's not one long term? Void, Misavil Karebi. Furthermore, asked the Gemara, can we suggest that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, that when he took upon himself, that he took upon himself many Naziris? But Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, I'm already Nazir, Minyan Hilkete Kayetz. Somebody says, I'm going to be a Nazir equivalent to the amount of figs that are out in the field when they put up to dry. And when they put out the field to dry, they used to put up many of these piles of figs. Or Minyan Shibali Shemitah. In the Shemitah year, where the field is left hefker, people used to use many stack of straw. Minyan Naziris, he asked to count separate Nazirisin, Kiminyan Hilkat Ekayetz, equivalent to the amount of the stacks of figs, Kiminyan Shemal Shotev. And he keeps on counting these 30-day terms. So this Brisa says that some Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, if somebody says Hareni Nazir, even though he used the word Hareni Nazir, he's going to keep many separate Naziris. Not like Rebbe says in our Mishnah, that when somebody says Hareni Nazir, he keeps only one term. Answers the Gemara, Minyan Shani. Even though the Mishnah, according to Rebbe, has differentiated between somebody who says Hareni Nazir versus somebody who says Hareni Nazir Rice, but if he puts in a number, even if he said the word Hareni Nazir, it's going to be separate Nazirsin. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Or Mishani Leil Rebbe Minyan? Is the fact that you mentioned a quantity separate the Naziris? For Tanya, the Brisa says, if somebody says Hareni Nazir Kiminyan Yemaisachama, the case that we've been discussing, that he takes upon himself a Naziris equivalent to the days of the sun, Minyan Nazirsin Kiminyan Yemaisachama, he has to take on 365 30-day terms of Naziris. If he said Kimei HaLavana, minor Kimei HaLavana, he has to take on 354 30-day terms of Naziris. Rebbe says, Achi Yomer, Nazirois, he uses the word Nazirois, or like Kiminyan Nesachama, or Kiminyan Maisachama, only then do you separate them into separate Nazirisin. But if you said the word Hareni Nazir, even if you connected the word Hareni Nazir to something that has a count, it's still going to be one long Naziris. So how do we say that Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda can concur? Answers the Gemara, that indeed Rebbe's opinion is that if somebody said just the word Nazir, Hareni Nazir, not saying Hareni Nazirois, it's going to be one long Naziris. But that's the opinion of Rebbe. But as far as Rebbe Yehuda is concerned, when you say a number, we divide the Naziris. Rebbe Yehuda Savalek of Asay Bechada, he agrees with Rebbe in one way, or Palagalei Bechada, and he disagrees with him in a different way. Savalek of Asay Bechada, he agrees with him that if somebody said Hareni Nazir, instead of saying Horei Olai Naziris, Naziris Kabel Olai, that means he took upon himself only one Naziris. However, Opalaglei Bechada, he disagrees, the Ila Rebbe Shonelei Moina. According to Rebbe Yehuda, there's a difference if he said a number, that differentiates it, that divides it. Rebbe Leshonelei Moina. And as the Rosh summarizes our Sugya, according to Rabbanan, if he said something that doesn't have a number, hair on his head, earth by the sea, it doesn't make a difference. He's going to be obligated to keep separate 30-day Nazirisin. According to Rebbe, he's going to keep one long Naziris. And according to Rebbe Yehuda, it depends. If he said a number, then it's going to be separate Naziris. If he didn't say a number, it's going to be one long Nazirus. Tana Rabbanan says the Braisa, if somebody declared, Hareni Nazir Kol Yimei Chayei, Hareni Nazir Oilam, so the halacha is that he has the halacha of a Nazir Oilam. And as we've learned previously, that the halacha of a Nazir Oilam is every 12 months he could cut his hair. Since he didn't put a finite number to the term of his Naziris. But if somebody said, Hareni Nazir, but he put a number attached to it, even though it's a number that he will never achieve, he said, Meir Shanim, 100 years, Elif Shanim, that person is not in the category of a Nazir Oilam. Rather, he's a Nazir Oilam. He's going to have to keep one long Naziris. And again, Tosfos summarizes here. If somebody said, Hareni Nozik Saroisha, then he's going to be, and he said, Hareni Nozir, so he said Nozir, like the hair on my head, he's going to be Nozir all of his days, every 30 day a new Nozir. If somebody said, Hareni Nozir Kol Yimei Chayei, then he has a din of a Nozir Oilam every 12 months. And if somebody says, Hareni Nozir Mei Shana, Elv Shana, then he's one Nozir, then he's a Nozir for the duration of his life, with no separation, there's no din of every 12 months. Tana Rabbanan, some says the Braisa, Hareni Nozir V'Achas. If somebody says Hareni Nozir V'Achas, the Loch is Moina Shtei Naziris. He's going to have to count, Moina Shtei, he's going to have to count two Naziris, each one being 30 days long. Because by saying Hareni Nozir, that's a declaration of taking on to be a Nozir. When he said V'Achas, what he meant to say is that he's taking on another Naziris. And the Karen Ayer explains that the reason that this is considered a valid declaration of Naziris, because it's like, it's in the category of Yod Naziris. And since there's never less than a 30-day term, so I have to be a Nozir for 2 times 30. If Hareni Nozir V'Ach, if he said Hareni Nozir V'Achas V'Oid, Moina Sholosh, one for the Hareni Nozir, one for the Achas, and one for the Oid. If he said V'Shuv, that means he said Hareni Nozir Achas V'Oid V'Shuv, Moina Arba. Each one represents a separate term of 30 days. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, by adding these words, he means to take upon himself extra terms of Naziris. Answers the Gemara Madutema. The Chiddush of this Braisa is that by saying the word Veshuv, maybe what he meant to say was Kikula. He already had, by saying Hareni Nozir Achas V'Oid, the obligation to keep 3 terms of Naziris. By saying the word Veshuv, maybe he means to double it. And therefore, it's not going to be 4 terms that he's going to have to keep. He's going to have to keep 6 terms. 3, and the word Veshuv means another 3 terms. And therefore, he'll have to keep 6 turns. Kamash Malon, the loy, the Veshuv is not to be interpreted that whatever I have to do, I just have to replicate. It just represents 1 more term. Tana Rabbanan says, the price of somebody says, Hareni Nozir, and he says the amount of Naziris he wants to be in, not in Lashon Kodesh. Simchas Omer, if somebody said, Hareni Nozir Hain, he means to take on, Hain means 1 more term. If somebody says, because Hain in Greek is 1. If he said, Hareni Nozir Digun, Digun is in Greek the word for 2, and therefore he has to take on 2 more terms. If he said, Trigun is the Greek word for 3, and therefore he has to take on 3 Naziris. If he said tetragon, tetragon is the word for 4, and he has to take on 4 Naziris besides the Hareni Nozir the first time. If he says pentagon, that means 5, and he'll have to take on 5 Naziris terms aside from the original term that he took on. Tana Rabbanan. So since we're speaking about these different words, the Gemara speaks about another place where we find that these words have halachic ramifications. Says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Bayis Ogul, if you have a round house that doesn't have any corners, or Digun, then a house that is a semicircle and then it has 2 corners, or Trigun, a house that's made out of 3 corners, Pentagon, a house that has 5 corners, all of these houses, we know that the Torah speaks about Nigei Batim. These houses are not considered houses, and therefore the halacha of Nigei Batim does not apply to them. But if somebody said Tetragon, so it's a house with four corners, such a house is Metama Benagon. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, what is the reason that only a house with four corners is Metama Nigei Batim? If it doesn't have those four corners, it's not Metama Batim. Says the Gemara Lamata, in the Pasuk, in the parasha of Nigei Batim, Oima, Vra, Pinei Pasa, Nega, Bekiris Abayis. The Torah doesn't use the word kira, kir, it says kirois. Kirois means it has two walls. Ulamalahu aimer, and then the previous pasuk it says, Vra asanega, vine anega bekirois abayis. Here the Torah doesn't use the word kira, it says kirois. That means that it has another two walls. That's how we get to a total of four walls. And from here we learn that only a home with four walls is mechoyev. It has the din of Nigei Batim, not anything else. The Shita Mekubetzes asks that the Gemara, in Masechta Sukkah, tells us that a sukkah that's made in any fashion, and the walls are made in any fashion, is considered a valid sukkah. But why don't we learn that the Torah says besukkas besukkas to teach us that it has to have four independent walls, and not anything else to be a kosher sukkah? So he answers that when we speak about a house, when we speak about a house by Nigei Batim, what makes a house into a house? A wall, for the walls. But when we speak about a sukkah, the halacha is that a sukkah has to have, the walls are not what's critical to the kashrus of the sukkah. What's critical to the kashrus of the sukkah are the schach. And therefore, the walls are not considered walls. What's going to be a house that has five walls will be considered a house for Nigei Batim or not. We've certainly identified one, two, or three walls are inadequate. What's going to be the halacha if it has five walls? So the Rishonim actually connect that question to another question. And that is, what is the halacha if you have a beged for tzitzis, and the beged for tzitzis has five corners? Will that beged be mechuyev in tzitzis or not? And the Rishonim want to say that these two questions actually travel together. If we hold that a beged of five corners is not a problem, even though the Torah speaks about a beged with four corners, the fact that it has an extra corner is not an issue, so therefore a house with five walls will also not be an issue. The extra wall will not be an issue. If, however, we say that a beged of five corners is not considered dalek knuffis, and we can't just ignore the extra corner, here too, we will not be able to ignore the extra wall. And as we've been learning, the Torah requires four walls for Nigei Batim, and if it has five walls, it will not be subject to Nigei Batim. Hanu lo kol kinuyei, hanu lo kol kinuyei, hanu lo kol kinuyei.